sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
42-41, Blue Devils by one. Pick and roll down low. Aiton layup sits on the rim and in. 7 for 8, first bucket of the second half.
Today, it's live coverage of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament featuring Loup City, Overton, Centura, and the host Blue Jays. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Siskowski, high post, good bounce pass to Bauer underneath, and Paul lays it up and in for his second bucket.
These are the final games of the 2012 for these four squads, and each is hoping to end the year on a win. It's the Ravenna Holiday Tournament coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join Classic Hits Randy Bushcutter live from Ravenna right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Welcome back here to Ravenna. Time now for championship basketball. We wrapped up the two consolation games. Now it's time for Ravenna to battle for both the boys and the girls championship. We'll start with the girls, where the Lady Jays will be taking on a familiar opponent, a team that makes it into the finals of a lot of tournaments. That would be the Lady Centurions of Centura, as Kathy Mettenbrink again has them playing pretty good basketball right now, as they'll be taking on Ravenna here on Ravenna's home floor for the Holiday Tournament title. And then later on, we'll have Loup City traveling in to take on Paul Baronic and the Jays here of Ravenna for the boys' title. But this can be a great matchup. Really anticipate a very even matchup between Centura and Ravenna here in girls' basketball. These two teams, they've been stronger. I mean, these are probably not teams that you really think necessarily are going to make it back to Lincoln. They can't exactly clear out a reservation for Lincoln, but they're teams that can grow and get better and have traditionally been there. They are basketball, girls' basketball powers, and by the end of the season, I think these two teams could be very, very solid, as both of them are fairly young and are going to continue to improve out throughout the course of the year. And this could be a great matchup, and it could be the first of like three or four matchups between Centura and Ravenna throughout the course of the year, because they'll play each other in the regular season. They could play each other in the conference tournament as well. So Centura and Ravenna, very familiar foes, and this should be a great girls' basketball game, a great matchup that we've got coming up right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry, Jason Starker, a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We're going to step away for a little bit. We'll be back with the starting lineups for Ravenna and Centura when we come back right after this.
Go forth, save, and prosper. Citizens Bank recognizes the importance of saving. No matter what your goal is, Citizens Bank in Loup City has a savings option that is right for you. Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City is a proud supporter of the area high school athletes. Citizens Bank and Trust offers everything you need in banking to keep your life, farm, and business running financially sound. They appreciate your business. Best of luck to all the area athletes in the game. From all of us at Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City, member FDIC.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
And welcome back here to Ravenna. Let's give you our starting lineups. We will begin, first of all, for Centura. Their starting lineup looks like this. Taylor Turek is a 5'5 senior. She'll start with Brianna Dinas, who's 5'8 and a junior. Casey Krolikowski, 5'9 and a sophomore. Brooklyn Mitch, 5'7 senior, will make the start with Annika Gleason, 5'9 and a sophomore, for head coach Kathy Mittenbrink. For Ravenna, their starters are these. Haley Lockhorn, a 5'3 junior. Kaylin Basnett, 5'3 and a junior. Sienna Long, also a junior at 5'7. Amy Johnson, 5'10 and a junior. And Sydney Kuchera, a 5'9 sophomore, making the start here for head coach Noah Malsby. Again, a couple of seniors for Centura. The only two seniors on their roster will make the start. Ravenna does not have any senior starters. Their only senior on their squad is Electa Bruning, and we'll see her. But not a senior-dominated team by any stretch. So these two teams will certainly get better as time goes along. Your starting lineup was brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. And real quick, let's give you some other numbers for you. Turek for Centura on the year is averaging about 2 points for a ball game. Brookley Ditch is averaging right at 7 points for a ball game. 5 points for Casey Kowalkowski on the year. Annika Gleason is averaging about 5 points a game here for Centura. We'll be back with the tip for Centura and Ravenna right after this timeout.
So many advantages of shopping at Joe's Market in Loup City. You know the people who work there, and they know you. Not to mention the great service and fresh meats, including homemade pulla sausage. Isn't it just nice to know that all the food you can buy locally is fresh, and the people that help you are the same friendly faces that live on the same street? Their kids go to the same school. That's what you get at Joe's Market in Loup City. Joe's Market is proud to support the area athletes. Overton Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of this broadcast and all area high school teams in and out of the game this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for when you need it rocked. Overton Sand and Gravel is the only name you need to remember. They carry everything from crushed concrete to river rock, decorative rocks, and gravel for driveways. There's no job too big or small for Overton Sand and Gravel, commercial or residential, concrete, and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas.
Dr. Daniel McClenahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Make an appointment for the whole family to get a checkup and cleaning. Taking good care of your smile is more than the look. It promotes overall health and good oral hygiene. Today means healthier, happier smiles tomorrow. Dr. McClenahan is very proud to support all of our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClenahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
Welcome back here to Ravenna, and we've got some numbers for Ravenna on the season as well. Haley Lockhorn is averaging around 7 points, and same thing with Kaylin Basnett. In fact, the total points for the season between those two young women is only 1 point all year. Sienna Long is averaging about 5.3 points ball game. Amy Johnson, leading scorer, averaging right at 9 points, and Sydney Kuchera, a little bit over 7 points per ball game. Ravenna will be doing the jumping. Amy Johnson will do the honors for the Jays. And it's Krolikowski who wins the tip here for Centura. So Centura, in their visiting dark uniforms, has first possession. They drive the baseline, a little floater immediately by Nitch. It's no good. Rebounded by Lockhorn, and Lockhorn's going to kick it up here for Basnett. So here comes Ravenna. Ravenna in the lane very quickly. They work it down low. Shot's good. Nice entry pass inside for Kuchera, and Kuchera has the first 2 points of the ball game for either team. And either one of these two teams, they just really like to attack both offensively and defensively. Dinas will kick off on the right wing here for Krolikowski, and Krolikowski walked with it. A little turnover here on Centura, their first of the ball game. And again, Kathy Menbrink has had a ton of success in Centura, one of the better conferences, one of the more tenured conferences in girls basketball in this part of the country now. Haley Lockhorn will give it off on the right wing here for Long. Long looks to the inside, gets the top of the circle here for Lockhorn. Lockhorn's going to drive, lost it momentarily, but was able to get it back. No infraction there. She maintains possession. Basnett double team, but a nice wraparound bounce pass for Long, top of the key. And she'll kick on the right wing here for Johnson. Johnson will look on the baseline. Nothing happening there, but she's used up her dribble, and now she lost the basketball. I think she was just trying to pivot around and find somewhere to pass the ball to, and just had it hit her hip and out of bounds. Unusual occurrence at the moment right now. There are actually more fans from Centura here than there are from Ravenna. Ravenna makes the steal, though. Here's Basnett with the steal, trying to pass it up ahead of Lockhorn, and we just swapped turnovers here. With the Centura boys just getting done playing in their consolation game, they brought a pretty good crowd there. The crowd for Ravenna is still coming in here for their first action of the day. So right now, Ravenna on their home floor actually has a smaller crowd, and that never happens here. Brooklyn Nitch in the offensive zone gives it to Krolikowski. Krolikowski drives the lane. Ball is deflected by Johnson, and Ravenna forces the steal. They pass it up ahead. Nice pass to Amy Johnson, and Johnson with a little left-handed shot up and good, and Ravenna has a 4-0 lead. Quickly, here's Nitsch in transition for three. No good. Fighting for the rebound is Gleason. She gets it. Steps into the lane. Shot's no good. Rebounded by Baznet. Here comes Ravenna. Quickly up ahead, they get it to Kuchera. Kuchera, great ball fake. The shot rolls around the rim, won't fall. And coming out of there with it is Casey Krolikowski. Krolikowski will pass it up ahead here for Gleason. And Gleason in transition lays it up and in. And boy, the pace of this game is a torrid one here in the early stages. Well played, but quickly played. Entry pass knocked away by Gleason. And that's a great defensive play there by Annika Gleason. Kick up ahead here for Turek. As Centura trying to score in transition, they'll kick right side for Brooklyn Nitsch. Nitsch enters it in for Gleason. She's going to kick it out to Krolikowski. Back left side, good ball movement. Turek will fire a three. No good. Off of a couple of Blue Jays and out of bounds. For Centura, Ashlyn Roth going to check in. And for Ravenna, after the high five, Anna Ripp's going to check in here for the Lady Jays. Centura will inbound underneath their own basket. That's Dynas who's going to toss it in. She gets it in the hands of Krolikowski. Krolikowski on that right side, quick jumper, no good. Through the hands of Dynas on the rebound. But Dynas on her keister comes up with a rebound, outlets the pass. The shot, though, no good. Lockhorn comes up with the rebound after the miss. And here comes Ravenna. Lockhorn gets it back after playing a little catch with Baznet. They'll give it off here on the left side for Rip. Rip looks as cycling through there is Johnson. Johnson being double teamed, finds a cutter. That's going to be Rip, and Rip's going to reset it by kicking out the Lockhorn, and Lockhorn hits a three. Haley Lockhorn, first three-pointer of the game for either team, and timeout Centura. 4:46 to go here, first quarter. Nice start to the game here for the Lady Jays as Ravenna leads at 7-2. We're back right after this.
Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Well, Kathy Mattenbrick, not overly happy with how things are going here in the early going, so she calls a little timeout to kind of focus her team a little bit. Down 7-2, and so Centura will get the ball inbounded, and they'll face a little pressure here from Ravenna, but they handle it pretty well. Ashlyn Roth checked in during the timeout, and she'll work it back around. Nice entry pass on the inside, a little ball fake here by Dynas, and Dynas will score. Dynas got in there, didn't really look like she was that open, but moved her feet, dribbled with the ball a little bit, and backed up and found a little open area. She created her own space. Baznet facing some pressure, loses the ball, and it's going to be tied up. It's going to be a hell ball. Baznet had it tied up by Dynas. Possession arrow is pointing to Centura, so that will be a Ravenna turnover here. And that's their fourth of the game so far. Centura with three. Now, again, those turnovers have been caused by some pretty good defense, and they're talking in the book here. The opening tip was controlled by Centura, and I think this is the first hell ball we've had since then. Yeah, the possession arrow was pointing to Ravenna, but this is the first hell ball we've had, so it should be Ravenna ball. So Johnson's going to inbound it. The book and the scores table were backwards. Right side, Rip's got it. She's going to enter it down low. Johnson's passed through the lane off the mark, and Ravenna turns it over. And again, Ravenna's offense playing a little faster than they want to because of the tenacious Centura defense. Switch those two school names around, and the same thing's going to be true on the other end of the court, as both these two defenses are creating some offense for themselves and playing pretty good. And they're playing solid defense. Entry pass down low for Dynas. Dynas, great ball fake, and she gets a shot up and in. And we got a timeout here for Ravenna. Noah Malsby is going to circle the wagons here a little bit. Ravenna still leads at 7-6 with 3:51 to go here. And we've got a timeout for the Blue Jays. We'll take it with them. They lead at 7-6. We're back after this.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history. While you are enjoying a great home-cooked meal, flash back to the past in this wonderful setting of the original tin ceiling, bared brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna. Read newspaper clippings from years past, from sports to town events. It's all at Flashbacks, and the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight. Flashbacks Bar and Grill in Ravenna.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Welcome back here to Ravenna. Ravenna has the ball inbounded, and they get it into the half-court set without much problem. Rips got it top of the key, and she'll give it out here for Johnson. Entry pass, a very dangerous one, and it's stolen away by Annika Gleason. That didn't have much chance or success there. Gleason in great position. Long outlet pass for Roth, and they'll kick the ball out. Penetrating here is going to be Krolikowski, and Krolikowski's L. So Casey Krolikowski is fouled. 3:08 to go here in quarter number one. It's 7-6. Ravenna with the lead. St. Cecilia League Norfolk Catholic and boys basketball 29-23 at halftime. They're playing over in Aurora. And in girls action, St. Cecilia won over Norfolk Catholic 37-36. That was a pretty nail biter there. Entry pass inside, and Brianna Dynas muscles it up, and she scores. She's got six in the game. So up ahead here is Sienna Long. First lead of the game here for Centura at 8-7. Long, double team, 5-second count going on, lost the ball, and it's going to be covered by Centura and then tied up by Ravenna, and the possession arrow is pointing to Centura. So Centura forces another Ravenna turnover. That's the seventh of the game on Ravenna, and Centura has turned the ball over, I have it being three times. So the Centurions with the basketball. Gleason will kick it off on the right wing. Here's Krolikowski. She's going to skip it out left wing for Roth. Roth dribbles to the elbow. Her 50-foot jumper is no good. Rebounded by Krolikowski. Krolikowski skips it off. Over here is Turek for the jumper. It won't fall. And track it down. Another rebound is a hustling Casey Krolikowski. And will reset the offense in the half-court set. Krolikowski gives it off on the right set, drives through the lane, takes it off glass, a little bit too strong, and ripping the rebound to Sydney Kuchera, but they turn it over again with the basketball. It's going to be Turek, and now Centura is going to set up the half-court offense. Turnovers are just killing Ravenna right now. Left wing with it is Roth. Roth enters it on the inside. In trouble there is Dynas, but Dynas muscles up the shot. It will not fall, and Sarah Techmeyer comes down with the rebound here for Ravenna. And Techmeyer will give the ball up here for Anna Rip. And Rip, Anna Rip lost the ball momentarily, picked it up. Roth put good pressure on her, but she's able to give it to Lockhorn. Lockhorn left side for Long, and Long will dribble to the top of the key. Lost it. That's a double dribble, yeah. Unofficially, 8-9 turnovers now on Ravenna in the first 6.5 minutes of the game. And three on Centura. Now, three's not good. Nine is bad. In that span of time. So, Maddie Roth checks in for Centura. She helps inbound the basketball. They get up on that right side for Brooklyn Nitch. On the dribble here is Krolikowski. Krolikowski dribbles up 15 feet away. Shot's no good. And over the back is going to be one of the Centurions on the rebound. And that'll be on Annika Gleason. So Ravenna gets the inbounded after Gleason's first foul of the game. And Baznet facing a little token pressure from Turek. will make the bounce pass up ahead here to Long, who's got it across the timeline. Long stops at the corner of that zone defense. And on the dribble here is going to be Rip. Rip gives it back out here for Baznett. Rip sets a nice little screen for Baznett to shoot over the top of, but she'll give the ball to Johnson. Johnson on the drive is going to be held. So a little foul here on Centura. And finally, Ravenna being a little bit more aggressive. They are attacking a little bit more. And they're going to inbound the basketball. Johnson is able to top it in. Long pass up ahead here for Sarah Techmeyer. Techmeyer lost it, was able to get it back, so she hasn't turned it over. But now a bad pass. It's bouncing around, and now it's off the leg of Techmeyer. So the 10th turnover of the game against Ravenna with 48.6 to go here in the first quarter. So we'll see if Centura wants to milk the clock here a little bit. Brooklyn Nitch will kick on the left side for Krolikowski. Between the circles, Turek's got it. Ravenna going man-to-man. Turek on the dribble. Pass in the lane. Great catch in there. Shot off glass is up and good for Casey Krolikowski. Holy cow, that was a great catch by Krolikowski in underneath. Pass up ahead here for Long. She kicks it out for Baznett. She's going to fire a three. No good. Fighting for the rebound was Johnson. She couldn't come up with it. It was Krolikowski. Krolikowski passes it up ahead. Knocked down by Baznett. Baznett forces the turnover. Pass up ahead. And here's Johnson with the layup. And she gets the bucket and the foul. Ravenna with the turnover on the other end. Attacking the basket. And the bounce pass in for Amy Johnson. And Johnson lays it up and in. And a chance now to tie the game if she can hit the free throw here. And the foul is whistled on Casey Krolikowski. That's going to be her first. So Johnson at the line. Free throw is no good. And a rebound by Maddie Ross. 6 seconds left. On the dribble, here's Krolikowski. Copped the keys, used it up, pass in the lane, knocked loose. The ball rolling around. 1 second left. Ravenna comes up with it. And that will do it for the first quarter of play. A one-point ball game. Centura with a 10-9 lead as we start the second quarter right after this timeout.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
This is my favorite time of the year. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, Eustace Body Shop. I enjoy the changing seasons, especially the gathering of friends and family for the holidays. It's a great time to count your blessings. Part of the blessings for me are those of you we've met and helped at Eustace Body Shop. Thank you, too, for the encouraging letters and calls we've received after helping you through the trauma of an accident. At Eustace Body Shop, Grand Island, Kearney, Lexington, Eustace, and Cozette, we wish you the best holiday season ever.
Well, Centura with a 10-9 lead at the end of one quarter of play in what has been a very entertaining ball game. But Ravenna, it's easy to figure out what they need to clean up. They need to stop turning the ball over. They turned it over 10 times. They inbound the basketball to the Blue Jays to get it to Lockhorn. Lockhorn between the circles for Johnson. Johnson to the elbow. Gives it top of the key. Here's an open jumper by Baznett. It's no good. And they are going to tie it up on the rebound. Dynas ties it up with Sydney Kuchera, and both teams, double checking here, both teams going with their starters to start the second half here. Lockhorn, Baznett, Long, Johnson, and Kuchera for Ravenna. Turek, Dynas, Krolikowski, Nitch, and Gleason for Centura. Krolikowski in the offensive zone, kicks the left side here for Turek. Turek's going to skip it on the baseline. That's Nitch. Nitch, jumper, no good. Offensive rebound, Dynas. Dynas can't get the shot to fall. It's rebounded out by Kuchera. Long outlet pass to Lockhorn. Lockhorn shut up on the baseline, so they'll set up a half-court offense. She's kind of trapped there. Nice entry pass inside for the Kuchera. Kuchera had the ball stripped away by Dynas, though. And that's a great defensive play by Dynas after a wonderful pass. So a couple of nice plays here as Turek gets it on that baseline right wing, and they'll work it back around the perimeter. On the bounce is Krolikowski. She gives it back out for Turek. Turek will get it to the elbow here for Gleason. Gleason kicks it out. Nitch is going to fire an open three and hit the three. Brooklyn Nitch, her first 3 points of the ball game, come from behind the arc and pushes Centura's lead out to 4. They led by as many as 5 early on. Here's Baznett, and she just loses the ball. She got double-teamed, and the 12th Ravenna turnover. Krolikowski in the offensive set. Kicks left wing here for Turek. Turek will let everybody cycle through. They give it off for Annika Gleason. Gleason's got a top of the key. That's not her shot. Nitsch will lob it down low, and it's going to be off the leg on the dribble of Amy Johnson. Johnson was there defensively as Krolikowski had the basketball, was dribbling in, and it went off of Johnson's leg and out of bounds. So Centura's going to toss it in here. Dinus on the baseline will throw it in off of the screen. Nitsch has it. About an 8-foot jumper, no good. And Kuchera pulls down the rebound, and she'll give the basketball out here for Baznett. Long's got it, and she'll give it between the circles here for Lockhorn. Lockhorn picks up the dribble from the left wing, gives it top of the circle here for Lockhorn. For Baznett, rather. Baznett thought about the three, but now she'll give it off right wing for Johnson. She'll shoot the three. It's no good, and tracking down the rebound is a hustling Sydney Kuchera. She's got it in the corner, and she's just going to lob it between the circles and catching it as Sienna Long, and they'll reset the offense. Long will give it up on the right side. Pass is tipped and deflected and off the hands of Ravenna. Good defensive play there by Dinas, who tipped the ball, and then it went off the hands of Long and out of bounds. It wasn't Long's fault. That was just a pretty good defensive play to force the 13th Ravenna turnover. We got 5:38 to go here in the second quarter. On the bounce here, Casey Krolikowski. And she'll give it off on the right side here for Ashlyn Roth, who checked in, had her pocket picked, it's stolen away. Baznett comes up with a steal, and she'll kick into the corner. There's Johnson. Johnson's going to drive. Johnson gets herself open and shoots it off glass. That was a great drive there by Amy Johnson. They respected her ability to shoot the three, dribbled around the defender on the baseline, and then hit an open six-foot jumper. Ball fake here for Roth, who's got the dribble. She gives it between the circles here for Maddie Roth, and Maddie Roth tripped, fell, and turned it over. So back-to-back turnovers here for Centura offensively, and Ravenna has a chance now to tie it or perhaps even take the lead. Pass up ahead here for Ravenna. They get it in the hands of Anna Ripp. 5 minutes to go here before halftime. It's 13-11. And with it is number 12, Amy Johnson, who's going to fire a three. It's no good. And rebounded by Taylor Turek. So pass up ahead. Turek is able to get it back out. And that pass on the inside. It's rolling around. Loose ball is picked up by Maddie Roth, who gets the bucket and the foul. The ball found Maddie Roth. And Roth went strong to the basket as it was bouncing around there and was hit on the arm, so she'll try to finish the three-point play. 15-11, Centura with a four-point lead, and Roth with a chance to add on to it after the foul was whistled on Amy Johnson. Well, if you hustle, you tend to find the right place at the right time, and that's exactly what Maddie Roth did. Her free throw here rattles in, and she finishes a three-point play, equaling a five-point lead, the largest lead of the game here for Centura. On the dribble is Lockhorn. She's got it between circles. And she uses up her dribble. Throws it. Loose ball. Baznett lost it. It's picked up by Turek. Another turnover for Ravenna. They kick it up ahead here for Dinas. And in transition, they give it back to Krolikowski. Krolikowski is going to skip it over here for Roth in the half-court set. Nice ball fake on the baseline, but she'll kick it out for Dinas. And back around the perimeter we go for Centura. They look to the inside, get it at the high post to Dinas. Dinas dribbles out of the lane, gives it to Krolikowski. Entry pass on the inside, bouncing around, and it's off of a couple of Blue Jays. That was not a good pass. And Centura very fortunate that they're the ones that get to inbound the basketball here at the midway point of the second quarter. They lead it 16-11. And Dinas is going to throw it in on their own baseline. So Centura to inbound, up by five. And in the back door, it's Krolikowski who gets the bucket and the foul. Casey Krolikowski broke open, and now she'll try to finish a three-point play herself. This is the largest lead of the game here for Centura. They lead it by seven. The foul, by the way, on Johnson is her second. And the free throw is no good. So they kick it up ahead here to Lockhorn. Lockhorn gives it on the left side for Rip. And they're going to reset the offense. They get it to Baznat on the baseline. Johnson's got it. She's going to kick it right back out here for Rip, and they're going to reset the half-court offense, passing around the perimeter. Off of the screen, Johnson's got it. She's going to drive. She's going to find a way to step through there. Shot's no good, and Annika Gleason pulls down the rebound. Long outlet pass to Nitsch. Nitsch for Dynas. Dynas can't handle the pass, and it's picked up here by Amy Johnson as they force the turnover. Long pass up ahead, intercepted by Casey Krolikowski, and then Krolikowski is going to be fouled by Haley Lockhorn. They're trying to throw that long touchdown pass, but intercepting it was Casey Krolikowski, caught it over her shoulder, and then was fouled by Lockhorn, who still tried to get the ball back. So that's going to be the second foul on Lockhorn. She's got two. Johnson has two for Ravenna. So a couple of starters with a little bit of foul trouble, even though only four fouls have been whistled. Dynas has it on the left side. 5 second count going on. Is able to bounce pass it for Krolikowski. Skip pass over here for Nitsch. Nitsch tips it over for Turek. They're going to reset the half-court offense here. Krolikowski has it between circles. Bounce pass off the shoe tops, and that's going to be a hell ball. Bounce pass went off the shoe tops. Ravenna went down to get it, and it's a hell ball, and alternating possessions will give Ravenna the basketball, and that'll be another Centura turnover. That's going to be their ninth. They're turning it over more, but their lead is all the way up to 7 now. Lead at 18-11. On the dribble here is Long. Santa Long working up against the pressure by Michaela Hansen, who checked in a moment ago. They kick right side for Johnson. Johnson gives it top of the circle. Long thought about the three top of the key, but she'll get it off for Sarah Techmeyer. Entry pass on the inside, and muscling in there is Kuchera. Kuchera kicks it out, and it's going to be intercepted by Turek. Another turnover. And now Turek's having trouble handling the basketball and is able to get her mitts on it and kick it up ahead here for Hansen. Hansen's going to drive the lane, bounce pass onto the baseline, little ball fake, kick out, open three for Nitsch, no good. Rebound pulled out of there by Turek for Centura. And we've got a foul trying to track down that loose ball. Hansen, battling for the ball, was able to get it, and she was the one that was fouled. That's going to be now 5 team fouls whistled on Ravenna, and the third personal foul on Amy Johnson. She's got 3. Haley Lockhorn has 2, so a couple of fouls, a couple of starters in foul trouble for Ravenna. And dribbling on the half-court line was Michaela Hansen. So Hansen's going to whistle for over and back, and that's going to be the 10th turnover on Centura. That one was forced by the Ravenna defense. Baznet brings it in the offensive zone. She's in the corner. She's going to drive all the way through the lane. Nice bounce pass for Techmeyer. Techmeyer's shot won't fall, but we've got a foul. Techmeyer, great bounce pass in for Techmeyer. Now Techmeyer will have a couple of shots here. And that foul on Dynas, her first. So Sarah Techmeyer at the free throw line. Nice shooter's touch. Looked a little short, but had that nice little backspin on it that slipped over the back end of the rim there. Makes it now 18-12. Ravenna down by 6, but chance for Techmeyer to cut into it here. Second free throw, short, and rebounded by Gleason, and then knocked out of her hands by a hustling Anna Rip. But Rip knocks it out of bounds, so now Gleason's going to inbound it. We're facing some pressure here. Gets it to Krolikowski. Krolikowski is able to kick it up ahead here for Turek. Back to Krolikowski. He's got it between the circles. Bounce pass on the right side. And a quick little runner on the baseline by Nitsch. It's no good. Coming out of there with it is going to be Rip. And Rip dribbles through some pressure. Is able to kick it out. Baznat open for the three. Gets a little screen, but she's still going to pass it around the perimeter and not take the shot. With it is Rip. He'll give it off on the right side for Baznat. Skip pass and hustling to try to tack it down is Kuchera, and does. Great hustle by Kuchera, who's able to save it to Rip. Rip will give it back to Kuchera at the top of the key, and now right wing with it is Long. Long facing some great Centura pressure. And she got a little bit of space by just pushing off the defender, and now running through a screen, I think is going to be number 20. East gave the foul to number 20 and the basketball to the wrong team. Here we go. Yeah. Emotion the wrong way. They called a foul on Brianna Dinas, who ran through a screen. That's going to be her second. I had never seen anybody get away with that before. Just push the defender away because you need a little bit of space, and then you got away with it. Baznett has it, enters it on the inside. Good catch by Kuchera. Kuchera will take it off glass, and she'll score. The defender fell out of the way, and Kuchera was able to muscle her way in for that bucket. Final minute here of the second quarter. On the dribble is Krolikowski, 18-14. As the pass goes right side and knocking it out of bounds is a hustling Sienna Long. She wasn't able to get the turnover there, wasn't able to force the turnover, but pretty good defense. Annika Gleason will inbound it in front of the Ravenna bench here in the second quarter. They toss it in to Krolikowski. Krolikowski between circles has the dribble with 35 left. And Nitsch will kick it off on that right side for Krolikowski. Krolikowski gets it up the elbow for Dinas, and Dinas will get the ball out here for Taylor Turek, and Turek going to milk the clock a little bit, gets it over here for Krolikowski. Now 17 seconds left, 5-second count going on, almost stolen, but Nitsch gets it, and Nitsch on the way to the basket is fouled. Yeah, foul is going to be on number two, Kaylin Baznett. That'll be her first six as a team here on Ravenna. So Centura will inbound it, and Gleason to toss it in with 13.3 to go. They lob it for Krolikowski, and Krolikowski is able to track it down. She gives it to Nitsch. Nitsch on the baseline, kicks it to the elbow. There's Gleason, and Gleason is fouled. I'll tell you what, it wasn't for lack of effort by Sydney Kuchera. She did her best to get there in time, and she was not able to, as Gleason now is going to go line and shoot two. Exactly 7 seconds to go, and they gave a foul actually to Sienna Long. That'll be her first. Free throw is up and good for Gleason. 19-14. Centura with a 5-point lead with 7 seconds to go. They've led by as many as seven. They can make it six here if Gleason can hit the second free throw. And it's a little bit too strong. Rebound is by the offense, taken off glass. That's Krolikowski. Shot won't fall. 1 second left. Half-court shot at the buzzer. Off the mark for Kaylin Baznett. Baznett got that rebound. Dribbled out to half-court. Got the best look she could get. And Ravenna heads to the locker room trailing. Centura with a 19-14 lead over Ravenna. We're going to take a quick break. We'll return with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this timeout.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
And welcome back here to Ravenna. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Hour. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. The Ravenna girls trailing at halftime to Centura, 19-14 here in the championship of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. Going for the title later on today will be the Ravenna boys as well, and kind enough to talk to us about their matchup with Loup City is Ravenna head coach Paul Baronic and Coach, I guess, first of all, a nice little moment yesterday at the end of the game, your recognition for your 400th career win, and, you know, for everybody at Five River Radio, I'd like to congratulate you as well. That's a major accomplishment. Congratulations to you.
Well, thank you. Thank you, sir. I just, you know, it probably says two things. One, that we've had pretty good players, and two, that I've been here a long time. So, you know, you can look at those a lot of different ways, and we've just been fortunate and blessed with some very, very, very good players, and I've just been happy to be the recipient and their coach.
Well, a couple of them have been named Baronic along the stretch there as well. So you get to be able to kind of have that that dad pride in there as well.
Yeah, we'll take that.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, Ravenna basketball has really kind of grown and developed. What's been kind of nice, it hasn't been just the boys. The girls have had a nice little run here. You take a look at the banners, there's a lot of 2,000-somethings or another up there, both boys and girls. Basketball has really grown and developed here in Ravenna.
Yeah, you know, we're pretty proud of that situation, I guess. And, you know, the kids have a lot to do with it and taking ownership and having the ability to work on their game. And, you know, again, you know, we're just very fortunate here. Ravenna had great kids like we do. And the girls are just battling their tails off right now, and I'm really proud of how hard they're playing. They're playing really hard.
And they're a very, very, very young team, just as your boys are.
I mean,
you're going to continue to kind of grow and get better as well. So let's talk about them a little bit. We're kind of at that one-third of the way mark of the season. Where do you see the progress of your basketball team?
We have really grown since the first part of the season, you know, as a unit. Everybody's understanding their role a little bit more, who does what and when and why. And, you know, the boys have just done a nice job of taking care of what they're supposed to do on the negative side. You know, turnovers, offensive rebounds seem to still plague us a little bit. You know, as our girls, even the first quarter, I think they had 10 the first quarter or something like that. And, you know, I guess I would, you know, Ravenna Sanitation picks up my trash. I wish they'd pick up our trash a little bit on the court here a little bit. So it's just, it's something we need to shore up. And, you know, our goal is to be playing our best basketball by February.
Absolutely. And you still kind of like to play a little bit of an up-tempo game. There was really a contrast in the two boys' games yesterday. Your game against Overton, pretty up-tempo. A 24-22 game for Loup City, their win. A little bit more of a slow-down game. Is it going to be a contrast of styles here tonight in the championship?
Well, I'm sure, you know, Paul wants to control the tempo on his end and with the Loup City boys, and they've got a nice, nice team. You know, they beat us this summer, and, you know, they have a very good team. You know, you can look at that basketball game last night and think that both teams are either really, really bad or they're really, really good defenders or they're really, really whatever. The main thing is that's two basketball teams that are capable of beating some teams here. Especially in this tournament, as, you know, Overton found out. And I kind of warned our guys about that. You can't look at that game. That game played out just the way it played out, and sometimes you can't control those things. And it's just amazing how matchups cause lots of things to go one way or another. And it was just two teams battling hard that wanted to win, you know, and I think that's what the Lou Platt brings, too. And you just better be ready to play every night.
And it's kind of interesting, all the Lou Platt teams that are here in this holiday tournament, you really get to be pretty familiar by the time the season's done with your Loup Cities and your teams like that, your Centurions of the world.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's kind of the negative side or the positive side, however you want to look at that. You know, we play them enough anyway. There's sometimes we could play, well, 1 year we played Loup City four times, and we've done that in the past with Centura. From what I hear, I think this is Loup City's last year in our tournament, so they're looking for other things to do, and maybe that's part of the reason why, too, the fact that, you know, you see some of the same teams and so forth. That's kind of why we're happy to have Overton on ours, because nobody plays Overton in our area here, and that makes it nice to get just a different type of team to play.
Let's talk a little bit about Loup City. You mentioned matchups. How do you kind of see, what are some of the key matchups when you take them on here in a little bit for the finals?
Well, to be honest with you, I don't like any of our matchups. They just are physical specimens, very strong kids, very athletic kids. You know, they've been bunged up after football a little bit, and it's still carried on. And, you know, I kind of feel sorry for Paul in that aspect, because he was really gearing for this team to do well, especially in the ranks that they're in, and it, you know, districts and so forth, that they're going to look forward to playing. Very, very nice team. Very capable team of going far, far, far into February and into March. Yeah, you know, if you stack us up one-to-one and line us up, we don't match up very well, I don't think. But the thing that our guys do is, again, the tempo has to be something that's fierce. And, you know, the two Lambrick boys, one's a great shooter, one's a great driver, great rebounder. Brady Rasmussen can get to the rim. He's killed us. He's probably averaging about 20 points every time he plays us, so he's probably happy to be playing us. So, and, you know, they're going to be a tough, tough opponent for us, as they always have been every year.
What do you kind of see as probably the key to success for you guys today?
Well, again, we need to shore up our, you know, we still turned the ball over 29 times yesterday and still found a way to win by 10 points and gave up 18 offensive rebounds. So, again, those are two areas that are very, very concerning to us as a staff and as a program and as our players. That those things need to be taken care of on that end. Now, conversely, Loop City isn't going to probably pressure you in the ways that maybe teams might to force you to that turnover. But we're just good about just turning it over sometimes without even pressure. But it's just something that we need to make sure it gets shored up.
Paul, appreciate the time. Good luck to you here in a little
bit. Thanks,
Randy.
All right,
Paul Baronic, head boys basketball coach here at Ravenna. The Centura girls leading at halftime of the girls' championship over Ravenna, 19-14. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Milzag Service of Dannenbrog is always geared up and ready to help you in the fields. Whether it's in the heart of the harvest season or during the off-season, make the call to Milzag Service. Mel is experienced repairing international and all tractor brands, along with irrigation parts and accessories. The service you need, when you need it. Count on the one name you need to remember. Melzac Service of Dannebrog, a proud Centurion sponsor.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska, with a location near you.
Back here to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Some of our halftime numbers for you. Leading the way for Centura, who leads this game 19-14. Brianna Dinas has 6 points and a couple of rebounds at intermission. 4 points for Casey Krolikowski, and then three each for Brooklyn Nitch, Maddie Roth, and Annika Gleason. For Ravenna, leading the way with 6 points is Amy Johnson. 4 points for Sydney Kuchera. 3 points for Haley Lockhorn, who stroked in a three early in the game, and 1 point for Sarah Techmeyer. Ravenna led early on in the first quarter. They trailed after one quarter 10-9 to Centura, and now Centura with a 19-14 lead here at halftime, and Centura will have the basketball first to start the second half. And they'll just toss the ball in here to Turek. And again, Centura going with their starters out there of Turek, Dinas, Krolikowski, Nitch, and Gleason. Pass on the right side for Dinas. Dinas facing a little man-to-man, dribbles to the top of the key, will bounce past it to Nitch on the right side, and they'll throw it top of the circle here for Krolikowski. Krolikowski picked up defensively by Baznett, and now the pass in the lane knocked away by Johnson and out of bounds. For Ravenna, their starters are out there as well. Lockhorn, Baznett, Long, Johnson, and Kuchera. As we mentioned, the ball went off of Ravenna, so Centura will inbound underneath their own basket. They get it on the baseline for Nitch. Nitch dribbles, and she draws the body contact, and she's going to go line and shoot two free throws here. Nitch relatively quiet in that first half. Got loose for a three, stroked that one in, and now she's penetrating here and drawing the contact as that foul was whistled on Sienna Long. That is going to be her second foul. Second, the free throw is up and good here. And no good for Nitch. For Ravenna, they got a little bit of foul trouble. Two fouls for Lockhorn, two for Long, and three for Amy Johnson. So they have three starters and a little bit of foul trouble, even though there haven't been that many fouls called. Free throw rolls around and good for Nitch. And those are the first points of the second half for either team. Centura's led by as many as seven. They now lead by six. And almost a foul by Gleason, but the ball knocked right back to Baznett. Baznett's going to drive now, and she scores. Kaylin Baznett tried to enter it in on the high post. The ball was knocked right back to her, and she drove past everybody and let it in on that left side. So a nice shot there as Krolikowski brings in the offensive zone. Pass tip, but Dinas has it at the elbow. She uses up her dribble, going to give it off for Krolikowski. Krolikowski going to cycle all the way through. Picked up defensively there by Kuchera. Puts up a shot, no good. Offensive rebound for Krolikowski, and it's up and in. And I think everybody wanted something called there, either a walk or a foul, depending on what color you're wearing here at the game. On the baseline, Johnson, she's going to drive and score. She's got eight. Game. And the pace, again, kind of picking up a little bit. We had a torrid pace in that first quarter where we were scoring just about every possession, it seemed like, or we were making a good defensive play. Turek on the baseline is going to fire a long three. It's no good. Krolikowski gets the rebound, kicks it out for Nitsch. Her three will not fall, and Lockhorn pulls down the rebound here for Ravenna. She's going to quickly kick it up ahead here for Baznett. Baznett gives it back to Lockhorn, who will stand on the Blue Jay beacon in court, set up the offense here, and she'll dribble to that left elbow, and she'll give it off on the right side for Baznett. Top of the circle here for Lockhorn. Lockhorn looks on the inside, cycling through there is Johnson. She gets the catch. She'll drive and she'll score. Amy Johnson now with 10 points in the game, and she cuts it down to a two-point ball game. Centura still leads it 22-20. With it is number 24, Krolikowski. She's going to drive all the way in, draws the contact, and will head to the line. Again, Casey Krolikowski being very aggressive, going right at him. Some other scores that we can pass along to you here. As soon as I reset my phone, stop that. Free throw is in and out, no good for Krolikowski. Kearney Catholic won boys basketball 52-38 over North Platte St. Pat's. The Kearney Catholic girls also won 74-38, so they sweep St. Pat's. The free throw here rolls around and is no good for Krolikowski. And rebounded out of there by Kuchera. So Kuchera with her fifth rebound for Ravenna. She gets it up ahead to Baznett. Gives it to Lockhorn between the circles here. And a little bit of a reach, and there's going to be a foul. Yeah, reaching all the way across the body, trying to tie up the basketball. And she did, but she got a whole lot of body there. Was Ashlyn Roth, and that's going to be her first personal foul. First as a team against Centura. And Baznett still can dribble if she wants to. Now she will. Gets a little bit of a screen, a little high pick and roll, and they're going to kick it into the corner. Thinking about the three, it would appear, was Rip. And now she'll give it between the circles here for Lockhorn. Lockhorn will give it off right side. Jumper by Johnson. And it's up and good. Check that. It was Baznett. It was a three-pointer by Baznett. And so Baznett hits that little pull-up three there. And a one-point lead now for Ravenna. Kick right side for Turek. Entry pass, and that's going to be a foul on Johnson. And that is going to be Amy Johnson's fourth foul. Amherst and girls basketball leading Ogallala 16-15. A game on our sister station on ESPN 1460 as Doug's got the call from the Amherst Holiday Tournament. And we'll have the games from the Amherst Holiday Tournament tomorrow on both ESPN and right here on Classic Hits 98.9. The inbounds pass for Turek is knocked away by Rip and out of bounds. So with that fourth foul, Amy Johnson is on the bench with 4:56 to go here in the third quarter. And she leads with a lead here. So pass around the perimeter. Gleason has the ball knocked loose by Kuchera, but into the hands of Krolikowski. So Centura maintains the dribble, and she'll give it off on the right side. Bouncing over there is Ashlyn Roth, and they'll work it back around the perimeter here for Gleason. Gleason's going to kind of lean in, create a little space, and now have her pass stolen away. Good play there by Rip, and Rip may have gotten away with a walk. The pass goes through the hands of Techmeyer. And Techmeyer will give it to Baznett. Baznett stroked the three a little bit ago. Now she's going to drive, and she's going to score. 7 points in the quarter for Kaylin Baznett. Timeout Centura, and the Blue Jays have a three-point lead, 25-22. 4:15 to go here in the third quarter. We're back after this.
Are you satisfied with your current Pivot dealer? Are your warranty issues handled efficiently? Does your current Pivot dealer have years of design experience to put the right product in your fields that will save you time and money? If you answered no to any of these questions, then you owe it to yourself to call Stoltenberg Irrigation, your Valley Pivot dealer. Ed can design a Valley Pivot system from start to finish to meet your specific needs. Stoltenberg Irrigation sets the standard for pivot sales and service in central Nebraska. Need a reference? Ask your neighbor. Stoltenberg Irrigation is
the best dark pivot dealer around.
fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more. Visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbooking section with supplies in a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures, downtown Ravenna. Petals and Pictures is a very proud sponsor of all the hard work and dedication of the area athletes year after year. They work hard for the good of the team. Great job from Petals and Pictures in Ravenna.
And welcome back here to Ravenna. Some other scores for you in girls' action. St. Cecilia over Norfolk Catholic, 37-36 in a holiday tournament over in Aurora. And now St. Cecilia trailing Norfolk Catholic 43-42 with about 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Keep you updated on that one as well. On the dribble here is going to be Krolikowski, and she has it stolen away. The steal by Rip. The layup by Rip is missed and rebounded out there by Krolikowski. So Krolikowski gets the ball back. And they're going to kick it up ahead here. Turek is going to kick in the corner. The three, that's an air ball. Offensive rebound in underneath. And Annika Gleason gets the offensive rebound and the bucket. So now the lead cut down to one. With it is number one, Haley Lockhorn has it stolen away. This steal by Turek. Turek had it knocked away from her. Extra pass inside. Niche shot's good. And she'll head to the line. Lockhorn just about came up with the steal and couldn't quite come up with that. The ball got over to Brooklyn Niche. Niche then went strong with the shot, and the foul is going to be whistled on Haley Lockhorn. That's going to be her third. So Niche hits the bucket and will give Centura the lead at 26-25 with 3:37 to go here in the third quarter. Niche's free throw is up and good. Well, she's got 4 points in the quarter, 7 points in the game, and Centura has the lead back. On the dribble is Baznett. Nice pass down low for Techmeyer. Techmeyer can't get the shot to fall, but she will head to the line. Nice little penetration in there. Bounce pass through the lane. Techmeyer, catch, going right to the basket, all in one motion. And so she'll shoot two here. Free throw rolls around and is no good. And they double check with the scoreboard on there. The foul's on. And they finally put it up. It's Casey Krolikowski. Whistle for her second personal foul. Here's the second free throw. It is short. And the rebound, Techmeyer trying to come up with it, but good hustle there by Brooklyn Niche coming up with a rebound. And she's able to kick the ball up ahead. Left wing with it, Maddie Roth. Ralph gives it a sit between the circles here for Gleason. Right wing for Krolikowski. Krolikowski kicks left side for Niche. Niche will fire a three. Back the iron, no good. Offensive rebound by Krolikowski. Krolikowski lost the ball, and it is off the leg of Turek and out of bounds. For a moment there, Kaylin Baznett was trying to come up with it. She lost it, but it eventually bounced forward and off the leg of Taylor Turek and out of bounds. So Centura does turn the ball over there. And Ravenna will inbound it. Baznett, with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter, brings it across the timeline. She'll drive, pass on the left side. Techmeyer, I think, may have intercepted what was intended for another teammate. She'll set a screen as long, dribbles off of that, takes it to the right side, tries to enter it in, and Gleason tracks down the basketball. So she forces the turnover. Nice play there by Gleason, and she'll kick it up here for Turek. Turek will shoot a 15-foot jumper in transition. It's no good. And then a foul. Coming up with a loose ball was Michaela Hansen. She got the rebound, and then she was pushed from behind. And that, I believe, is going to be the fifth team foul on Centura. Fifth team foul on Ravenna, so Centura will inbound it here. The foul on Rip is just her first. Gleason looking to throw it in. She gets it in the corner for Turek, who will fire the three. It's no good. Gleason gets the rebound, and Gleason will have it go off of her hands and into the hands of Hansen. Now around the perimeter where they give it for Turek. Turek's picked up defensively by Baznett, and they'll give it off for Gleason. Gleason enters it in. Tough shot. Leaner up there. The shot's no good, but an offensive rebound by Roth. Roth can't get the second shot to fall either. Techmeyer comes down with it for Ravenna, and they'll pass it up ahead here for Long. Long behind the three-point arc. Picked up there by Niche. And now they really put pressure on her as she's used up her dribble. They give it to Kuchera. Kuchera between the circles for Rip, who gives it up here left side for Long. Long dribbles into lane, kicks it out. There's Rip. Rip will dribble to the right side. Her jumper's no good. Trying to get her own rebound. Daz gets it loose and gives it up ahead. Power dribble by Kuchera, and Kuchera will score. Rip kept that one alive and got it into the hands of Kuchera, and Kuchera now with that strong power dribble is able to tie it at 27. Almost stolen away, but Nitch is able to make the catch. She'll dribble to the baseline, and she'll hit a jumper. Well covered, but just kind of had a little rhythm with her dribble there, and she pulls up for an 8-foot jumper on the baseline. Pass up ahead here for Long. She'll fire the three. It's no good. Offensive rebound, Kuchera. Kuchera going up strong, can't get it. Will get your own rebound, and now she'll get the ball out here for Baznet. Baznet mishandles the pass, and Turek comes up with a basketball for Centura. Great hustle there by Sydney Kuchera there. Just the heart and soul of the team from time to time. Hansen on the dribble through the lane. Jump stop will get the ball out for Nitch. Nitch will fire a three. Nothing but white jerseys there, and Rip pulls down the rebound. And Anna Rip will adjust her hair and throw her a little headband to Kathy Mettenbrink. Not her coach, so she slides it underneath the bench. And now the skip pass on the left side here for Sienna Long. Long on the dribble. Gives it between the circles for Rip. Pass right side. Nice catch by Techmeyer. Techmeyer double-teamed as she was beginning some penetration to the inside. And we're going to have a reach whistled on Annika Gleason. That'll be her second. Dinas checking back in here for Centura. And Gleason will come out. Really no foul trouble at all for Centura. But four fouls for Amy Johnson, leading scorer for Ravenna, in foul trouble. They inbound the basketball to Sienna Long. Long will kick it right side. Here's Baznet for three, and she hits the three. Baznet, second three-pointer of the quarter. She's got 10 in this quarter, and a one-point Ravenna lead with the dribble here. 7 seconds left, and we've got a reach as dribbling through the pressure was Michaela Hansen. And so that'll be now 6 team fouls on Ravenna. So with 5.4 to go in the third quarter, Centura will inbound it. That's the second personal foul on Anna Rip. So Dinas to toss it in. Gets it in for Kolakowski. 5 seconds left. It might have started the clock a little late. Nitch will fire a three. It's no good. And a rebound at the buzzer. And they can't get the shot off in time. There might have been a foul there, but the buzzer came first. So Ravenna will head to the fourth quarter with the lead. They lead it 30-29 over Centura here in the finals of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. We'll take a quick break. We're back right after this.
For years, the Bosch & Sons name has meant solid welding for Central Nebraska, and it's a reputation you can count on when it's needed most. If it's made of metal, Bosch & Sons Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, contact Bosch Welding and Repair at 207 South High Street in Cairo. For solutions, call Bosch for a tight weld.
So many advantages of shopping at Joe's Market in Loup City. You know the people who work there, and they know you. Not to mention the great service and fresh meats, including homemade Polish sausage. Isn't it just nice to know that all the food you can buy locally is fresh, and the people that help you are the same friendly faces that live on the same street? Their kids go to the same school. That's what you get at Joe's Market in Loup City. Joe's Market is proud to support the area athletes.
Well, we anticipated a real Donnybrook here, and boy, goodness, we certainly got that. And by the way, Kearney pulls off the upset over Scotts Bluff. They win it 52-42 in the semis of the GNAC tournament. So the Bearcats will go for the title tomorrow. And here we got the steal, the layup, good by Centura. Brooklyn Nitch made the steal, was able to go in for the layup. And now the pass on the right side. We got a timeout for Ravenna. They get pinned over in the corner over there. And Ravenna wanted to call a timeout because pressure was coming. And instead of turning the ball over, Noah Malsby calls the timeout. With that steal by Brooklyn Nitch, Centura has the lead once again. They lead it 31-30. 7:37 to go here in the fourth quarter. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Overton Sand and Gravel. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for your commercial or residential concrete and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas. Proud to support all of our area high school athletes in and out of the game.
CHS Agri Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
Dribble on the right side. Entry pass in for Sienna Long, who lays it up and in. So Ravenna takes the lead right back here as Emily Wells has the ball momentarily for Centura. She checked in during that timeout. And Nitch's pass stolen away. Johnson makes the steal, and she is fouled before the shot. And she is pushed in the back about a dribble before she was going to lay it up. Now, I'm surprised they gave him credit for that foul because it was kind of a ticky-tack foul. Sometimes they ignore that so the team can get the layup. In any event, that's a good foul by Dinas, her third, and now they'll have to inbound it. Would have been a layup otherwise, so that fits the definition of an intentional foul in my book. Santa Long gets the inbounds, will drive hard. Shot's no good. Rebounded by Gleason, and Gleason kicks it up ahead here to Nitch for Centura. And her pass knocked down by Johnson. And intercepted. Another Centura turnover on the dribble. Here is Lockhorn. Lockhorn gives it for Baznat. Baznat gives it top of the circle for Long. She'll fire a long three. No good. Offensive rebound. Kuchera. Kuchera can't get it to fall. And coming up with that rebound is going to be Dinas. And here comes Centura. 32-31 Ravenna with the basketball. Nitch will kick it out for Gleason. Gleason looking for a cutter on the inside. Back it in. Here is Krolikowski. Her shot's no good. Gets her own rebound. And now she'll score. Off the offensive rebound, Casey Krolikowski banks it in. She's got 8 points and 9 rebounds here in the game. With the dribble is Baznat. She brings in the offensive zone here. And she's facing some pretty good pressure by Turek. She takes the right side for Baznat. Picks it up, and we got a push. Going to be whistled on Turek. There was a lot of contact there that they let go, and then they eventually had to call the foul on Taylor Turek, and that's going to be her second. 5 as a team here on Centura. Ravenna has committed 6. And Amy Johnson's going to toss it in here. And she finds a backdoor cutter. That's Baznat. Baznat makes the catch and the shot. Wow, what a great inbounds pass by Amy Johnson. She just dropped it right in there. And Ravenna takes the lead back 34-33. 6 minutes to go in the ballgame. Little ball fake here by Ashlyn Roth. She'll give it right wing for Krolikowski. Krolikowski enters for Gleason. Gleason shoots over the top of the defender. And I'll tell you what, great position there by Sydney Kuchera. The official right there calls a foul on the body. But Kuchera had great position. She might have moved forward a little bit when Gleason was shooting. That had to be what that foul was, because Kuchera had great positioning. In any event, Gleason's going to shoot 2, and the first one's up and good. I don't know if that was or was not a foul. I'm just saying Gleason played pretty good defense there. Give credit to Gleason. She ties it at 34. Her second free throw gives her team a 35-34 lead. 5:55 to go here. And what's shaping up to be a dandy. Baznat dribbles all the way down to the right elbow, kicks it out. 15-foot jumper by Kuchera. It's no good. And rebounded by Krolikowski. Krolikowski is going to kick ahead here for Turek. Centura is looking on the inside as everybody cycles through. Turek has got the dribble, and she is well defensed there. She'll throw between the circles for Gleason. Gleason enters it in for Dinas. Dinas kicks it back out, stepping into a 15-foot jumper. The miss by Turek, and the offensive rebound shot over some pressure. Up and good. Nice play by Casey Krolikowski. Another offensive rebound and bucket. 37-34. Centura's up by 3 now. With the bounce, here is Baznat. Baznat gets a little bit of a screen. Dribbles through there. Almost has it tied up. Flips it out to Long. Long mishandled it. Might have been able to shoot a 3 otherwise. Now she gives it out to Lockhorn. Lockhorn dribbles to the elbow. Kicks right wing here for Long. Long will penetrate. Gives the top of the key for Johnson. Johnson now is going to drive. And Johnson on the way to the basket is fouled. That one was clearly before the shot. The offense just looks a little different with Amy Johnson out there, but she's got 4 fouls. She's been in foul trouble since the early part of the third quarter. Backdoor cut on the inbound. Kuchera gets the bounce pass and lays it up and in. 1-point ball game. Centura leads at 37-36. They've got the basketball. Krolikowski breaks the timeline. Now with 5:35 to go. Left wing Turek gives the top of the circle for Gleason. Little ball fake. Now she'll use her dribble. Kick right wing for Roth. Roth's going to penetrate, give it back inside for Gleason. Gleason drives, and the shot, no good. And a little bit of a touch foul, but Gleason's going to go line and shoot two. She's hit three out of her four free throws today. And the foul, I believe, is on Johnson. And it is. That is her fifth personal foul. She fouls out of the game with 10 points with 4:25 to go. Foul trouble cost her a lot of playing time in the third quarter, too. And really one of the silliest rules, in my opinion. They won't let them substitute. You can't have a player fouled out on the court, so you have to bring in somebody. They have a second person that Ravenna wants to bring in, but they can't come in until after this free throw instead of both of them coming in right now. Not a major rule, but still a silly rule. Annika Gleason hits the free throw. So checking back into the game is going to be Sarah Techmeyer for Ravenna. Now she can come in. Also coming in is Anna Ripp. So Gleason hits the free throw. Second free throw is on the way, and it rolls around and is good. So that will give Centura a three-point lead, 39-36, 4.5 to go. Off of a screen, Baznat will dribble, kick into the corner. Lockhorn for three, high shot, no good. Fighting for the rebound, getting in is Dynas. Dynas, great battle there with Kuchera, but Dynas gets the rebound. And now she'll get it up ahead here for Krolikowski. Krolikowski has it top of the key. Gives it up on the right side here for Ashlyn Roth. Right side for Dynas. Dynas off of a screen, kicks left side here for Turek. They can be very patient. Can Centura, they're already up three, 39-36. Right wing, Turek's got it. And we'll give it to Dynas. Dynas kicks left side. On the dribble, off of a screen, Krolikowski. She gives it off here for Roth. Roth gives it on the inside, and we got a push. So Roth is going to go to the line for the front end of a one-and-one. The foul on Kaylin Baznat is her third. Roth front end of the one-and-one. It's nothing but twine. She drains the free throw, making it 40-36. Four-point lead, 3:39 to go. Second free throw by Roth is on the way, and just as pretty as the first. And so Techmeyer will inbound the basketball here for Kaylin Baznat. Baznat gets a little screen, dribbles to the right side, kicks left wing, little ball fake, now penetration for Rip, and we've got a push. Rip was dribbling through there. And we got a little push that's going to send Anna Rip to the line for a one-and-one. So Rip's free throw is no good. Rebounded by Gleason. So seven rebounds in the game here for Centura's Annika Gleason. And in the offensive zone comes Krolikowski. She's picked up man-to-man there by Rip. And they'll give it off on the right side. Ball's loose. Roth lost it, but it was knocked out of bounds by Haley Lockhorn. So Ravenna, who needs to force a turnover, needs to get something going that way. They cannot really give up very many more points here to Centura. Between the circle, Krolikowski's got it. And she'll give it off on the right wing here for Turek. Turek back out for Gleason. Nice entry pass on the inside. Shots up and good to Dynas. A great pass from Gleason down to Dynas. And Dynas will give Centura a seven-point lead. This equals their largest lead of the game. And Baznat just walked with it. Great pressure put on by Ashlyn Roth to force another Ravenna turnover. And timeout for the Blue Jays. This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take timeout for Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney and at a high school concession stand near you. Ravenna calls timeout. They've got to make something happen. They trail 43-36 to Centura with 2:54 to go. Centura will inbound the ball when we come back after this.
Mills Ag Service of Dannenbrog is always geared up and ready to help you in the fields. Whether it's in the heart of the harvest season or during the off season, make the call to Mills Ag Service.
Mel is experienced repairing international and all tractor brands, along with irrigation parts and accessories. The service you need, when you need it. Count on the one name you need to remember. Mel Zach Service of Dannebrog, a proud Centurion sponsor.
Basketball, Amherst right now leading Ogallala 30-25 at intermission. That game is on our sister station on ESPN 1460. And St. Cecilia falls to Norfolk Catholic 46-44. St. Cecilia missed what would have been a tying layup at the buzzers. Norfolk Catholic wins over St. Cecilia, and a one-point win for the St. Cecilia girls over Norfolk Catholic. That was a nice doubleheader at the Aurora Holiday Tournament. Krolikowski gets the inbounds here for Centura, and she'll pass it. It's a bad pass, knocked down, and then a foul. The steal by Sienna Long. Long had the steal, and she'll go to the line as she was tripped. Nothing really intentional about that, but clearly a foul, and Sienna Long is going to go line and shoot a one and one. Now, both teams are in the bonus. Another foul by Ravenna will put Centura in the double bonus, so Centura's done shooting one and ones. This is a one and one here for Long after the foul was whistled on Ashlyn Rock. The free throw by Long, up, back the iron, no good, and tipped into the hands of Krolikowski. So Krolikowski gets another rebound here, her 12th of the game, and she gets the ball back after she crosses midcourt. She'll get it off to Roth. Roth picked up defensively there by Long. They'll give it off right side here for Dynas. They're just kind of looking to the inside, wanting to work the clock here a little bit, because with a 7-point lead, Centura really doesn't need to score a whole lot more. Turek will give it between the circles here for Ashlyn Roth. We'll give it off on the right wing here for Krolikowski. They're going to run this offense until there's a foul or they get a layup. They just pass around the perimeter. A little pass and screen action here. Turek's got it. They've already worked about 30 seconds off the clock so far, and they'll throw it into the corner. A little ball fake. Turek's got it. Gives it between the circles for Dynas. Dynas back out here for Ashlyn Roth. And Roth will penetrate a little bit, kick it right back out here for Dynas, and they'll give it between the circles here for Krolikowski. Minute 45 to go. And through the hands and out of bounds, it went through Ashlyn Roth's hands and out of bounds. So actually, not a bad possession for Centura, even though they didn't shoot. They ran off almost 50 seconds off the clock there. And Ravenna down by 7. Need to score. They're 3 possessions behind here. They kick left side for Rip. They enter it inside. That's a dangerous pass. Coming up with it is going to be Kuchera, and that allowed Noah Malsby to call a timeout. I believe Malsby got the timeout. Nope, they're going to call a hold before the timeout. So Kuchera, who did a good job getting down and making that catch, that was not a well-advised throw. She was being double-teamed, but Kuchera hustled and was able to get to the free throw line, and now Kathy Mettenbrink wants to call a timeout here. 43-36. When we come back, Kuchera will be at the free throw line for a 1-1. It's 43-36, Centura with the lead, Ravenna with free throws. We come back after this.
Are you satisfied with your current Pivot dealer? Are your warranty issues handled efficiently? Does your current Pivot dealer have years of design experience to put the right product in your fields that will save you time and money? If you answered no to any of these questions, then you owe it to yourself to call Stoltenberg Irrigation, your Valley Pivot dealer. They can design a Valley Pivot system from start to finish to meet your specific needs. Stoltenberg Irrigation sets the standard for Pivot sales and service in Central Nebraska. Need a reference? Ask your neighbor. Stoltenberg Irrigation is
the best dark pivot dealer around.
Minute 34 to go here. And again, a lot of work to do here for Ravenna, but a couple of things working in their favor. One of them is they're at the free throw line with the clock turned off. A chance for Sydney Kuchera to score a couple of points. She's got the front end of a 1-1 here. The foul on Gleason, by the way, that was her third. And so here we go, a 1-1 for Kuchera. And for Ravenna, they're going to have to shoot some free throws pretty effectively, and probably from outside the arc as well. The free throw rolls around by Kuchera, no good. Rebounded by Gleason as Gleason snags the bound, and they'll just get the ball up ahead here for Krolikowski. Krolikowski in the offensive zone, picked up by Baznet. Bounce pass on the right wing here for Dynas, and Dynas passes out of here for Roth. Roth kicks into the corner for Turek. Minute 17 to go. They're just going to play keep away here. Krolikowski's got it. Off of the screen, Krolikowski dribbles to the elbow. Has her pass tip, but there's a foul. And Kathy Mettenbrink is not happy because I think if there had been a cut there at the right time on that offense, they probably would have had a layup. In any event, Krolikowski fouled, and she's going to shoot two because that's now 10 team fouls on Ravenna and the fourth on Kaylin Bassnett. Krolikowski, free throw is up and good. Eleven points in the game here for Casey Krolikowski. She also has 12 rebounds. So she hits this free throw, it'll be 12 points, 12 rebounds, and that's exactly what it is. Now make an 8-point ball game with a minute 10 to go. This is the largest lead of the game here for Centura. And on that right side, Long has it. She'll kick the ball back out here for Rip. Less than a minute to go. Rip will take it down to the baseline, looking to pass, gets it out to Lockhorn. Lockhorn gives it left side and off the hands of Long. And out of bounds, and that will probably seal the fate of the Ravenna Blue Jays in this game. They trail it 45-36 with 53 seconds left. It was going to take something incredible anyway, and then that turnover might have sealed the deal. And we got a timeout. Kathy Mettenbrink, afraid of a 5-second call, calls the timeout. So Centura calls timeout with 51.9 to go in the ball game. They lead by 9. They'll inbound. We come back right after this.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Nice timeout by Kathy Mettenbrink. Very veteran move there by one of the best coaches in the area. And Gleason's going to inbound the basketball. A little ball fake, and she's able to get it off on that left side. With it is Turek. Turek will dribble and get it out for Krolikowski. Krolikowski brings it across the timeline. She's picked up by Lockhorn. Krolikowski uses up her dribble. Lost the basketball, now gets it back, and then is fouled. She's run into by Haley Lockhorn. And now Krolikowski, who hit her last two free throws, will get two more. So 45-36, Centura with the lead, and two free throws by Krolikowski. The first one's up and good. That one makes it a 10-point ball game. And this is the largest lead of the game for Centura. And it gets even bigger. Timeout. Centura. They're taking a full timeout. We'll take 30-second timeout here. 36.4 to go here. 11-point lead for Centura back after this.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
And welcome back here to Ravenna as Centura appears going to come away with the championship of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament, at least on the girls' side, as they're up by 11. Basketball being inbounded here and across the timeline for Bassnett. Bassnett picked up defensively. They try to enter to Chera, and another steal by Gleason. She's had a wonderful game. Her pass over to Ashlyn Roth, and now Roth is fouled. Roth, who's 2 for 2 from the free throw line, will have a couple more free throws coming up here. And she was fouled. 4 Centura, their next action will be on the third when they travel to Sutton. Take on the Phillies. As we mentioned, Roth will shoot two. This one's no good. Score remains 47-36, 22.5 to go. For the Lady Jays, who are now going to be 6-3 on the year, they'll be at Donovan Trumbull on the third. Shot's no good. Rebounded by Rip. And Rip brings it in the offensive zone. Gave it away. Now gets it back top of the circle. 14 seconds left. She's going to shoot a three. It's off the mark. And saved by Kuchera. No, she stepped on the baseline. She got to the basketball, but to get to it, she had to step on the baseline. So that'll be a team rebound for Centura after the shot. And Gleason's going to inbound it. She's going to give it to Turek. Turek, with 5 seconds left, will get the basketball to Krolikowski. Krolikowski doesn't need to cross midcourt, and that is going to be your final score. It's Centura coming away with the win here in Ravenna, winning the Ravenna Holiday Tournament by a final of 47-36. Congratulations to Centura. They're now 6-2 on the season. Ravenna falls to 6-3. So we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Misco Sports postgame report. We'll wrap it up and start setting the stage for the boys' championship between Loup City and Ravenna. We'll do that right after this timeout.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
Fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more. Visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbooking section with supplies in a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures, downtown Ravenna. Petals and Pictures is a very proud sponsor of all the hard work and dedication of the area athletes year after year. They work hard for the good of the team. Great job from Petals and Pictures in Ravenna.
And welcome back here to Ravenna. You're listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Report. Get your game on now at Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's will be very equipped for all the games you play. Well, Centura led by as many as 7 for a long time. Ravenna, though, was able to come back in the second half, actually took the lead. Well, they actually led by 3 on a couple of different occasions, but then Centura down the stretch. And especially in that fourth quarter, Centura outscored Ravenna in the fourth quarter 18-6, and they win this one by a final of 47-36. So let's take a look at the numbers for the Centurions, as leading the way for them was Casey Krolikowski. Krolikowski just really steady all game. She finished with 14 points, 12 rebounds, so a solid double-double for her. Brooklyn Nitsch finished with 11 points and 1 rebound. Annika Gleason also a very strong night, finished with 9 points, 8 rebounds in the game. 8 points for Brianna Dinas to go with 4 rebounds. A couple of points for Ashlyn Roth as well. Maddie Roth had 3 points and 2 rebounds. A couple of rebounds for Taylor Turek and 1 rebound for Michaela Hansen. Centura at halftime led by 5, 19-14, and they go on and win this one by a final of 47-36, in spite of the fact that they actually trailed by a point heading into the fourth quarter. But Centura does win this one 47-36, improved to 6-2 on the season. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll take a look at the numbers for Ravenna. We'll do that when we continue with the Misco Sports Postgame Report right after this timeout.
Go forth, save, and prosper. Citizens Bank recognizes the importance of saving. No matter what your goal is, Citizens Bank in Loup City has a savings option that is right for you. Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City is a proud supporter of the area high school athletes. Citizens Bank and Trust offers everything you need in banking to keep your life, farm, and business running financially sound. They appreciate your business. Best of luck to all the area athletes in the game. From all of us at Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City, member FDIC.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Crane in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
So many advantages of shopping at Joe's Market in Loop City. You know the people who work there, and they know you. Not to mention the great service and fresh meats, including homemade pulled sausage. Isn't it just nice to know that all the food you can buy locally is fresh, and the people that help you are the same friendly faces that live on the same street? Their kids go to the same school. That's what you get at Joe's Market in Loop City. Joe's Market is proud to support the area athletes.
And welcome back here to Ravenna. Once again, our final score, it was Centurion with a 47-36 win over the Lady Jays to claim the championship of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. And going on right now in Amherst, Amherst is leading Ogallala in girls basketball 44-39 as they head to the fourth quarter. Doug Duda has the call on ESPN 1460. Once again, 47-36, the final here. And earlier today, the Kearney High boys advanced to the finals of the GNAC tournament with a 10-point win over previously unbeaten Scotts Bluff. They won it 52-42, so congratulations to the Bearcats for the win in that one. For Ravenna, take a look at the numbers here. Kaylin Basnett led the way. She finished with 12 points and 2 rebounds. Amy Johnson, who fouled out of the game midway through the fourth quarter, finished with 10 points. And again, she probably sat out a good 3 minutes or so of the third quarter as well in foul trouble. So it cost her what was starting to be a very, very solid game for her. She ended up fouling out of the game and having her playing time limited dramatically because of foul trouble. So she finished with 10, 12 for Basnett, 3 for Haley Lockhorn, 2 for Sienna Long, 1 point for Sarah Techmeyer, and Sydney Kuchera, solid effort tonight. She finished with 8 points and 9 rebounds, awfully close to a double-double here for Ravenna, who fall to 6-3 on the season. So once again, your final, it's 47-36, Centura with the win over Ravenna. Now it's time for the Ravenna boys to see if they can get that championship on their home floor here today. They'll be taking on Loup City, the Red Raiders, with a 24-22 win yesterday over Centura, and a little bit higher scoring affair for Ravenna as they eliminated Overton earlier, so yesterday. So Loup City and Ravenna, kind of a contrast of styles. We talked with Paul Baronic about that at halftime of our girls game. But we'll be back in about 15 minutes or so for coverage of Loup City and Ravenna in boys basketball. Once again, the final, Centura 47, Ravenna 36 for the girls championship. And we'll send it back to the studios for a little while. We'll be back with coverage of the boys game in about 12 or 13 minutes or so right here. Classic Hits 98.9 FM.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports Presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio. Overton Sand.